Coach Edmund.
Brandon Stokely got a lot more playing time against San Diego. Is that something that was dictated by how he matches up against a certain defense, or you know, how he had more playing time, obviously, than the previous couple games? How is that determined?
Well, from week to week, you know, we're going to do we're going to game plan in our passing game around what we think certain guys do best, and it was an opportunity last week where we thought that Brandon could do certain things in the passing game that we really liked, and that's why, and he made the most of his opportunities.
You know, Kyle really hasn't thrown an interception yet, you know, the Hail Mary, but is there something he does physically that allows him to go, has allowed him to go, you know, six games on an interception is pretty impressive.
Well, he's doing a good job of going where he's supposed to go with the football. That's what we try, you know, we stress every week to him, hey, you know, just execute the system the way it's going to be and just read the progression out and hey, take advantage of what the defense is giving you and don't try to do too much. We've got plenty of guys outside who, if you get them the ball in space, they usually do good things with it in their hands. So we don't want to wait around too long and force any balls into tight coverage and just, you know, learn to do the next best thing. If it's not there, move on in your progression and take the next guy in your read.
And is there a physical aspect to that, too, that streak?
In which regards do you mean?
I mean, his accuracy, his arm strength, I mean, something he does particularly well that allows him to avoid, you know, just...
Well, it comes down to decision making, you know, and trust in the wheel. We talk about, you know, you got to trust what we're telling you. Each week we're going to go in there with a game plan. We're going to give you a scouting report. We're going to give you a coverage report, how they play certain things, you know, read certain keys, and you've just got to believe what we're telling you. And just, you know, he's going to be the final decision maker on game day, and you know, he's done a nice job of that so far. He's just got to get better each week doing it.
Coach McDaniels was talking about your two young tackles the other day, but kind of mentioned the communication among, you know, the offensive line and the continuity. How much credit does Casey Wegman deserve for the getting the guys in the right spot?
Well, it all starts up front, you know, and Casey's the one who makes a lot of the calls up front and directs the traffic with everybody. You know, Kyle makes certain calls during the game also, but, you know, your center is really your leader of the offensive line more often than not. He's got to make sure everyone's on the same page, ID fronts a certain way if there's any gray areas in a game play. You know, when you get up under center, he's got to make sure everyone's on the same page, and he does a great job, you know, and he's very valuable to our football team.
How much does experience play into that? I mean, obviously he's seen, you know, over the years, pretty much anything somebody can throw at you. I mean, how valuable is that?
Oh, you can't beat experience, you know, and really in all positions, but especially that one where, you know, when he gets to the football and he sees a certain key, he knows what it is more often than not, faster than anybody else.
What do you remember about Josh the first time you met him? What sort of impressions did you take from him or of him?
Well, I always knew that he was a very well-prepared person. And, you know, for game days and everything, you always talked about, you know, all the little details of everything. And wherever you were at, whatever type of function it was at, whether it was, at a Senior Bowl combine, wherever it was, you know, when I sat down and talked to him about certain things, he was always very detailed. And, you know, there's a lot of things that he knew about certain players that other people probably wouldn't know, just because he was so into finding out every little detail of everything. That's the same way he is with the team.
When was it that you first met him?
Excuse me?
When was it that you first, do you remember the first time you met him?
I do not recall. That, you know, we crossed paths, you know, at different NFL functions throughout the years, you know, just didn't ever spend a whole lot of time talking, but just, you know, saying hello to one another.
He's obviously been a guy who's been very public with his emotions after games. Has that carried through to the rest of the staff? Has he allowed you guys to have fun? Like, it's obvious that he's having fun.
Oh, yeah, you know, I think that's just, you know, he's put together a great staff, I believe. They've done a nice job, and, you know, we're all going to be, everyone's different, and everyone has different ways of reacting to certain things and have different personalities, and he lets us do our job and, you know, and react however you have to accordingly to each situation.
Were you guys able to get away for the bye week a couple days?
Yeah, it was nice to hang out with the family for a couple days.
Noshon's obviously off to a pretty good start in his career. How is he going to be better in the second half of the season?
I think it comes down to, you know, the more experience he gets in this game in our system, the better he's going to get. And that really goes for the entire team. The more familiar you are with the system, the better you're going to get. So, you know, each week we're very hard on all the players, and, you know, it's not just him, it's everybody that we're going to try to say, hey, we need to continue to improve each week. And, you know, the things we made mistakes on this past week, we got to make sure we correct them because it could cost us down the road. And as long as we all get better every week, that's what we're shooting for.
What has he done well in his first six games? No, Sean, for him.
Number number one, he's done a great job of of picking up the system. You know, as a young player, you know, with all the playing time he's gotten, he's got a number of different looks, and he's made his fair share of mistakes also, and he'll tell you that. But he's learned a little bit more and more every week about how the line's blocking certain things, protection issues, certain keys that we pick up on and we give him before games, and just it's one of those deals where the more playing time he gets, the better he's going to be. He's going to know every little detail on how the offensive line are blocking certain plays and, you know, certain keys of fronts and coverages on how, you know, where the ball should be run or, you know, who to pick up in protection. So it takes some time. You know, it's not easy being a rookie in this league, as we all know, at any position.
Thanks, Coach.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.